Proclamation number 5856, dated the January 18th, 1954. Doubting divine revelations. The adversary's cunning. Don't let your heart be sad, and don't doubt when divine love manifests itself for you. Have faith in the Father's love, who truly does not bestow harmful gifts upon his children, who thus does not allow them to be given nourishment from an unknown source which could damage them. Consider yourselves my children, then you will be able to believe with rock-hard faith that the Father will grant you his protection, that he looks after you as his children and averts every danger from you which might put your spiritual development at risk. Yet also know that you live in the time of the end and that God's adversary will use his utmost power to increase the number of his followers. Know that he rages shortly before the end and that he is particularly at work where a light from above threatens to expose him. Know that he also endeavors to cause confusion in the ranks of God-devoted people and that he will try everything in order to cause the division. Know that he is also able to obscure the vision of those who offer him the slightest basis due to wrong will, spiritual arrogance, unkind thoughts, and that he will always be successful though without, however, being able to separate these people from God. Yet their thinking becomes confused and they no longer recognize the pure truth. They don't recognize the Father's voice because they have listened to that voice. Nevertheless, Thel remains directed towards God. They don't fall prey to the adversary's efforts. It is just that he succeeded in dividing a circle which wanted to work together for God. You humans don't know his power and cunning. You don't know his disguise and subsequently will fall prey to his game of deceit if doubt arises in you, which, at the same time, is doubt in God's love and omnipotence and wisdom. If you therefore render yourselves incapable of recognizing him in his manifested word, then his influence on you is obvious, yet he will not succeed in separating you from the one whom you sincerely desire, for God holds his protective hand over everyone who strives towards him, but he does not force him to think or act according to his will. He allows him the freedom to defend himself when the power of darkness attacks him. And anyone who is of good will is also able to see through God's adversary. Amen.